beside her, I am the better man. When I look to leave her, I always stagger back again. Once I built an ivory tower so I could worship from above. When I climbed down to be set free, she took me in again. There's a big heart, son, beating on the big people in the big hard world. When she comes to greet me, she is mercy at my feet. Yeah, when I see a pin of charm, she just throws it back at me. Once I dug an early grave to find a better land, she just smiled and laughed at me and took her blues back again. There's a big heart, son, beating on the big people in the big heart world. Oh, there's a big heart, son, beating on the big people in the big heart world. When I go across that river, she is comfort by my side. When I try to understand, she just opens up her hands.
Big heart, son, beating on the big people. Hello, hello. Welcome to Birders Anonymous. This is our seventh installment of the show this semester. My name is Gabe. I'm joined by Larson and a special guest today, my mom. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Freeform Radio. That last song was Hard Sun by Eddie Vedder from the Into the Wild movie soundtrack, which I've never actually seen, but supposedly is good. We're running fast and loose today, so the music is me good and also all over the place. So stay tuned because it'll be a wild ride. This next song is called Oysters in My Pocket. It's a lovely little song by a band out of LA called Royal Otis. Hope that you enjoy.
It was often talked about, it was often raised, but nothing was ever done about it. To hear the way they talked about it, no one could be saved, but nothing was ever done about it. Shall I take back everything I've ever said and live my whole life in silence instead? It was oversimplified, it was underthought, nothing was ever done to stop it. Everything was fortified, all the lies we bought, nothing was ever done to stop it. Shall I take back everything I've ever said and move my
while I take back all my attacks, all of my accusations, all my mistrust. We never discussed anyone's reservations.
Shall I take back all my attacks, everything I've ever said?
Roxanne,
That was The Police with Roxanne. Classic song there. Before that, we were listening to Maybe You're Right by the Bare Naked Ladies. And the one starting that set of three off was called Oysters in My Pocket by Royal Otis. All three of those songs I very much enjoyed. We're going to switch it up a little bit. We're going into funky, funky songs. Starting off with Gypsy Woman by Joe Bataan. And then we're going to hit off with Can You Get That? Or Can You Get To That? By Funkadelic. Rolling that into Ray Charles Medley by James Booker. So yeah, it's going to be groovy. Get dancing. Here is Gypsy Woman, Joe Bataan.
Ha! She smokes pot. Ha! She smokes pot. Ha! She smokes pot. Ha! She smokes pot.
Molly Alley. shoe slam with love and kisses, made her come back sign insufficient funds. Can you get to that? I wanna know if you can get to that.
And your loving days are done. A check you signed with the loving kiss of later come back shine. Insufficient fun, y'all get to that.
Can you get to that?
I wanna know.
I wanna know if you can get to that.
I've cried war since you've been gone. You believe I'm gonna drown in my hotel. No, I said I'm crying, baby, like a child. Ladies and gentlemen, what I'm playing for you tonight is the story, of all of my influences, from Beethoven to Ray Charles. Hope you like it.
And we're back. That last song was Ray Charles medley by James Booker. Before that, we had I Got You Babe by The Pretenders, which was on vinyl. Nice little find in the studio by Mr. Larson. And then before that, we had You Can Get to That by Funkadelic. And the first of that little split there was called Gypsy Woman by Joe Baton. It was a groovy set of four here. Anything to say for yourself, Mr. Larson?
I'm here.
He's arrived.
I'm here. I was eating lunch there for a little bit, but
30 minutes in. Let's go.
We made it. I also have our afternoon's public service announcement.
PSA.
For all of those people listening. We just want you to know that chronic fatigue syndrome is real, and it's devastating.
It's devastating.
That's what they're telling me to say, that it's devastating.
Devastating.
It affects more than 1 million Americans.
Wow.
And if you want more information, you can visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest on diagnosis and treatment. Get informed and get prepared.
Yeah, get prepared. Anything to say about chronic fatigue syndrome, Mom?
I'm tired, but that's only because I stayed up too late last night.
All right, well, we'll get some caffeine.
You gonna play that song Coffee for me?
I am. Okay. Yeah, coffee's coming at the end of the hour. We're We had some nice little rock at the beginning, then we had some funk. I would call that funk. Then we're playing various things on records for the next little split here. We got some Stones, Rolling Stones coming up, and some funk as well. And then the last few songs are going to be dancers. So stay tuned for the rest of this hour. It is 3:33. I'm not going to wait until it's 3:33:33. But it's 3:33. Hope you're having a lovely little Monday. It's fantastic here in Medford, so I hope you get outside and enjoy the weather. And enjoy this next song. It's called Brothers on the Slide by Cy Mand, and then we're going to start spinning. Here goes.
Achoo. We know. haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. I was looking for a job and then I found a job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I job, and heaven knows I'm miserable now. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I live or die? Of me at the end of the day, Caligula would have blushed. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, why do I smile at people who I'd much rather kick in the happy in the haze of a drunken hour, but heaven knows I'm miserable now. Oh, you've been in the house too long, she said, and I naturally fled. In my life, oh, why do I give valuable time to people who don't care if I
That was Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now by the Smiths. Before that, we were listening to Braun Eeyore Stomp by Led Zeppelin off the album Led Zeppelin 3. And then before that, we had Last Night by the Marquees, and the first of that set of four was Brothers on the Slide by Simand.
Indeed.
What'd y'all think?
It was good.
That was a good set. That was a good set four.
Hello.
Groovy.
Yeah.
We got a bird fact. We are the Birders Anonymous. Normally it's just Lars and I.
But
today.
I have a pelican bird fact.
That's my mom speaking.
I see a lot of pelicans in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes they dive bomb into the water. Sometimes they do it together. Mm-hmm. I've always wondered, like, if they don't catch a fish, do they pretend they've caught a fish?
That's a great question.
Like, the other pelicans think they're cool.
They just front that they caught a fish.
Just like, yeah, they do that little gullet thing.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, my bird fact on pelicans is that pelicans don't just limit their diet to fish. Did you know? They're often seen gobbling their fare of fish, but they are not solely pescatarian. They have been seen eating turtles, mammals, insects, and other birds.
Wow.
It's not unusual to see pelicans gobbling up other water birds, too. So...
got a big beak.
Kind of. Yeah. Oh, I also read that they can hold up to 3 gallons of water in their
That's beak. A lot of water.
That's a lot of water. That's my bird.
Hydrated.
Yeah. They're also really close to eating Nemo and Dory.
Not chill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's not
super
chill.
Not chill, but Nigel was a homie. And then they got away.
Actually. Great niche reference.
The real enemy is the seagull. You know.
The real enemy is the seagull.
Yeah. Mine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the topic of good aquatic movies,
Avatar 2.
No, not Avatar 2.
It was not Steve that good. Zizou? It was just
Steve Zissou. Nah, the you know what I'm talking about. Surf's Up.
Oh.
Oh, the
Let me be me, bro.
Yeah, Cody Maverick.
Kobe, yeah.
17 Larson's, years
Larson's
of age.
Senior quote was...
I think my actual senior quote was from Flight of the Conchords, but then there was some, like, final English project that I did that incorporated Cody Maverick's wise words.
Mm. Let us hear them now. On air. Hope I don't get an ad.
So judgmental. I understand my mom's judgmental. I think it's because she cares partially.
Partially.
I think it's also partially because everyone else is looking at her like, hey, Cody's just a bum. Cody's this. Cody's that. Cody's this. Cody's me, bro. Let me be me.
Bang!
When is that going to start?
Right out, Cody. Cody Maverick. Wise words. Surf's Up. Let me be me. All right. Enough of that.
Oh, I really thought we were going to let the song play out. We should have skewed that. We missed our golden opportunity.
We did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay.
Well, next week,
you guys are going to witness the best transition. The best transition that has been of all seen time. In the studio.
In WFO history. On a less exciting transition or transitory. In a less exciting transition, we're going to be listening to I Wish by Stevie Wonder.
Sure does.
Sure does. And then after that, we're going to be holding it down with Hold On by Little Dragon. And then we're going to be finishing out the hour with Coffee by Sylvanesso. Special request of my mom. Also, we need coffee. All right, we've been gabbing at y'all. Here's some Stevie Wonder.
Was the
This has been another phenomenal hour of Birders Anonymous. I'm Gabe.
I'm Larson.
This has been WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio
91.5.
Yeah. Keep with it.